Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello and welcome to Redmen News. I'm Jack Gill and today I'm joined by James McHale. Hello, the first for you, obviously, James.
Yeah, my news debut.
Yeah, my hat's not on show today. Just go through Klopp's presser, really. But first, if you like what you see on the news and with the main Redmen TV YouTube channel, of course, the Redmen Academy YouTube channel now as well, and the women's one, where you do a great job. Subscribe to theredmentv.com for exclusive interviews like the Emil Heskey one that's there at the minute. I definitely advise watching that. It's a really, really good interview. You have Jurgen Klopp, Jordan Henderson, all of that over on theredmentv.com. Subscribe, first month's free. So if you don't like it after a month, then there you go, that's your decision. But I definitely recommend subscribing that long term. But let's pick through Jurgen Klopp's presser. He gave us an injury update to start with. Firstly on Milner and Naby Keita, obviously picked up that injury in the build-up to the Sheffield United game. He was going to start that game, obviously, but got injured in training. Klopp's quote is, James and Naby are not available, both are muscle injuries, different and for different people, so we will see how quick they will be. Really don't have to put a time frame on it because we don't know how it's exactly. We will see, we are open, and whenever they want to join us again, they can, or when the medical department gives the green light. For sure not this weekend, not for next week, but then we will see. Two big games.
Yeah, I mean, it's disappointing, isn't it? But it's sort of, we're used to it now with Naby, but I think Milner will be able to bounce back, and he'll probably be back quite soon. So he's quite resilient, isn't he?
It's difficult because James Milner is usually Mr. Reliable that we see, you know, in games like this. If we were 1-0 up, or if it's a close lead with not long left, we'll bring him on and look to see out the game and just a bit more experience in there. And I think for me, it's going to be massive without James Milner for these two games. Naby Keita, it would have been good to have him in.
Yeah, definitely. He's a game changer, isn't he? You know, he has that spark from midfield, the way he carries the ball. So it'll be a bit big miss. But, I mean, I think we will cope.
I think it's important that we've got Ox back now.
Yeah, definitely.
Because if we didn't have him back and we're missing him and Naby at the same time, it would have been difficult.
Yeah, it's nice having one of them, isn't it? Because they offer similar things from midfield too.
Exactly. But back to injury updates. Yeah. Shaqiri's back in full training. Matip started training normally yesterday, so that's good. Maybe see them involved.
Yeah, it's a big boost, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Big boost. And Lovren and Fabinho back in full training next week. So, in terms of the injury front, in recent weeks we've been a bit fragile, haven't we?
We've had the lack
of numbers. We've seen a lot of youngsters on the bench. But now it's looking good again. We've started to get players back. So
sort of 2 weeks' time, we should have near enough a full strength side, shouldn't we, for that one last push?
Interesting as well with the Fabinho thing. Obviously, everyone thought we'd struggle massively, myself included, without Fabinho. But we've done pretty
not really good job. Noticed
exactly
not having him, and that's probably the biggest compliment to the midfielders at the moment, isn't it? Really, because he is a world class player, and we've not really missed him.
I think it's very important, obviously, to think now with how well that midfield has done without him. He won't breeze back into the side. Yeah. Obviously, he's a world-class player and we want him in that side, we want him in the six, but it won't be easy for him
to get back. He's going to have to fight his way back in, isn't he?
As well, Klopp spoke about the youth players, saying that we didn't need the derby as proof for our youngsters. Vita Matos is the boss of these boys. Smart decision to bring him in. These boys have to develop and we have to think how they can do it the best way. They are important to this squad. They are really pushing. Obviously, me and James do the U stuff over on the Academy if you want to go and subscribe to that YouTube channel.
Definitely.
James, what do you make of that quote from Jürgen?
I mean, it makes sense, really. Like, obviously, we know how good the kids are and I think now everyone sort of around the club have noticed and they've taken it on board that, all right, these kids are all right, like they can do a job. And obviously there's no need to rush them in because we usually have quite a strong squad. But when we have players dropping off like Cater, like Milner, we have similar players that can come in like Curtis Jones, like Nico Williams. So it's a positive, really.
He also commented on Brewster saying they are kids, but they don't behave like kids on the pitch. They are humble enough to learn from world-class players. So we send some, Brewster, to learn from other clubs. Outstanding training sessions here, so we make the decisions person by person. For Rian, it's right. I completely agree with that.
Yeah,
you know, we've been saying for a few weeks that Brewster looks like a man that needs a loan. You know, a lot of pressure on his shoulders going into this season with us selling Sturridge, not replacing him. He'd just come back from a long-term injury himself. And he's not been too impressive, both in the under-23s and when he's been given his chance this season. I think he'll benefit from the loan. He knows, obviously, Jan Dander from our academy a few years back. And the Swansea manager he's worked with previously. Yeah. Your thoughts?
I mean, I think for him, for Brewster, he is a natural number nine, isn't he? He's a proper poacher. And sort of at Liverpool, he's been moulded into that false nine sort of withdrawn role that doesn't really suit him. So I think the fact that he can go out, play his game, get a bit of confidence and bring that back with him, sort of maybe a bit more willingness to learn too, is going to benefit his development massively because it has stalled, hasn't it, really, this season.
Yeah.
So anything to get him kicking again, it's only going to help us long term.
I'm really intrigued to see how he does in the Championship. I know Swansea aren't particularly doing too well there, so it'll be good to see how he does. And we know Swansea, obviously, have produced some good players as well. So the likes of Dan James, who's now at Man United, of course, as well. So it'll be interesting to see how he does there. And yeah, we'll definitely have our eye on Rian Brewster. And he also spoke about Nat Phillips. Obviously, we recalled him from his loan at Stuttgart. He came back, played the game against Everton. So most likely for the first team, one game, one clean sheet. Easy
Not
work
bad.
For Nat Williams coming back.
Derby win as well.
Exactly. So Jürgen Klopp said it was nice to have him around again because he's such an exceptional person. Probably he will go back out on loan. We have to see, but yes, probably. I mean, when he first moved back to us, it did say that it's likely he'll go back to Stuttgart on loan. So I think probably before the end of January he'll go back there. Obviously with Lovren and Fabinho back in full training, Matip's trained this week. Lovren and Fabinho back next week, obviously. So Nat Phillips not necessarily needed now. Huijver is getting back into
There's no point keeping him if he's not going to play, is there, really?
Exactly.
And like, you know, he's having a decent enough loan spell too. There's no point stunting his progress and keeping him around when we don't need him.
Yeah, give him more game time.
You know,
he's 22 now. He'd be one of the seniors in the under-23. So give him more game time at a higher level.
Exactly.
Minamino as well. He spoke about Minamino. Obviously, we saw him on his debut against Everton last weekend. It was brilliant to see him in that forward position, in that false nine sort of position. We haven't been able to see something like that to replace Firmino. It's been Firmino or nothing, really. Firmino or we have to change the system. So it's
always
good
plan B, isn't it?
Exactly. So it's good now that we have an understudy. So if Firmino needs a rest, we don't necessarily have to change the system all the time. Klopp said on Minamino, he played central versus Everton because we thought it is most natural to him. He played that position before at Salzburg. Can play as 10 or wing for Japan, he's the 9. He can play in 4-4-2 or second striker. He has a lot to offer in a new team. It's exceptional. Just brilliant, isn't it? And he sums it up there. That is the player you get with Minamino. And it was such a small transfer fee for such a diverse player who can pretty much play anywhere in that attacking line. And he looked so good against Everton. I mean, for me, it's thinking if he'd have just put that chance away with his head in that first half.
Completely different story, isn't it?
Completely different. But yeah, it was a good debut nonetheless, James.
It's nice having someone who can come into that Firmino role and not having to completely change the game plan and having to accommodate a more physical striker. But then also having someone who can maybe play it in the 10 position when we want to change things up or out wide too. And we don't lose that sort of pace that we have when we sort of bring Origi on. You know, he has a different presence, doesn't he, on the wing.
Yeah.
So it's nice having a like-for-like replacement too.
A bit more news. Obviously, we know the Nike deal was confirmed earlier on in the week. We obviously is the worst kept secret in football, really, for a few months now. But it's been confirmed. Sky Sports still running a stupid story that it's a $30 million a year deal or something ridiculous. But the Echo today have said that we're led to believe that the commission is going up to be about 20%. So in terms of the actual value when you equate and add the way it's been structured, when you start to add all these things together, then we're talking, I would suggest, in excess of 80 million and upwards to the 100 million value. You cannot understate just the sheer opportunity that will come from being associated with this brand. And I think all of those things will add attractiveness. The deal that Liverpool have done with Nike is a brilliant starting point. It will evolve from there and there will be lots of things that happen alongside it. Yes, there's a base figure to have your name alongside it, but all of the partners, all of the players in this, and there are a lot of them, and that is the crucial part. It's very, very well thought out, like everything Liverpool do. Very interesting there. Yeah. Massive, massive sum of money that Nike are going to be bringing us, it looks like, doesn't it?
I mean, it's growing the brand as well, isn't it? We are like a global outfit now. Yeah. We are world champions. So why not stop behaving like world champions too? We are the best.
Interesting to see what we saw through the court phase as well, obviously, with LeBron James being involved heavily with that. And he's a Nike athlete, of course. When it was announced over to his Instagram, he put a Nike thing on there. Yeah. I was just waiting for Kylian Mbappe to like it, me personally. On the Mbappe 2020 Nike on the Mbappe 2020 train. Now we've got Nike. I think we're going to get some big players in as well. I think that was
you've got the money to, haven't we? Exactly. We haven't got to worry about that now.
Exactly, and it's just good to see the big money involved, and that Sky will hopefully now stop reporting with the 30 million stuff, and we have obviously smashed the record. Anyway, we'll go to the comments, Matt.
A little bit on Brewster. Stephen Somerville said it's a brilliant move for Brewster. He needs game time and hopefully some goals he can bang in there too.
Yeah, of course it is. It's what he's needed all season. You know, he's come back from injury. Ox has said at times this season that what you need when you're back from injury is regular game time. And that's what he's going to get at Swansea under a coach that he's worked with before.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Natural goal scorer.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool, and just a little bit on Minamino's position, where he's going to play. Denden says he reckons he should play him as a false nine until he learns of the system's defensive responsibilities.
Interesting that he says that, because obviously Mane offers a lot defensively as well. And for Minamino, as I say, it's a like-for-like swap with Firmino. You've got a player that can play in that false nine position, which we haven't really had before.
Exactly.
An understudy.
We haven't really had someone who can cover even the false nine position, let alone on the wing too.
Exactly.
And I think it offers us the opportunity to rest players too.
Even
and
in the
not
10.
Rush players back into the team when they've had a break.
Yeah, even in the 10 we've seen without Fabinho, the 4-2-3-1 has worked often. Mm-hmm. And it might be worth putting Minamino behind Firmino and their movement together may be something very, 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 very good to watch.
Yeah.
So looking forward to that.
Yeah, just a little bit on the injury updates. Wayne Taylor saying that Henderson's been brilliant and we don't have to rush Fabinho back. Mm-hmm. A lot of people were saying that the other day as well. What do you think about that?
Yeah, completely agree. I think Jordan Henderson, I criticised him at times over the last few years, but you can't fault him this season. He's been absolutely outstanding in every position he's played in, and he's been one of the key roles in this Liverpool side that is breaking record after record this season. And he thoroughly deserves all the praise he's getting at the minute, because he is performing like one of the best midfielders in the world right now.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, he's leading on the pitch as well. We know that he's a leader off the pitch, but he's grown into that role where he's sort of playing again in a position that isn't really his specialty, but he's doing it very well, and he's keeping, you know, one of the best defensive midfielders, you know, potentially out of the team when he comes back, which is boss.
Been brilliant, hasn't he? One more.
Yeah, interesting one from Shane Buckley. Saying if Milner's out for long, as he said, you know, Klopp said in his press conference he might be coming back to training next week, but he said, would you consider going to get a utility player to cover all the positions that Milner covers if he does sustain a long-term injury?
I personally wouldn't. I think we've got enough, you know, in, obviously, if we have Lovren and Matip come back, we've got Gomez, who has played every position in that back line, haven't we?
True. Yeah.
I mean, obviously, you don't want to see him out wide, really, because he's a naturally gifted centre back. But he can do a job.
I think the important thing as well is we have the youngsters as well, and I know obviously Milner offers a lot more. I said before with his leadership,
especially at left back.
Exactly, but I think with how well Pedro Chirivella did in that game, even Adam Lallana, who's shone. I think with the players we've got coming back from injury, we don't necessarily need a utility player, but it would be interesting.
It'd be an option. It'd be nice to have the option, but I don't think that's what's needed right now. There's no point upsetting the squad balance.
With a muscle injury as well, it's only likely to be 2 weeks or so. So I doubt we'll go in the market for a utility player, which probably will be a hefty wage as well.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Probably not. Is that it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Brilliant. That's it for today then. Thank you very much. Remember to subscribe to the redmentv.com for exclusive interviews. That Heskey one, absolutely superb. There's Robbie Fowler on there as well.
Lucas Laver.
Make sure you subscribe to get all that content. But if not, subscribe to Redmen News, subscribe to Redmen Academy, RMTV Women's Pod, and of course the main Redmen TV channel. Thank you very much.
Cheers.
And we'll be back Monday for the news.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.